Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, we do this every week, and Freddie comes in with the stack of records, or at least one
his big stack
of records. So, Freddie, you got a song you want
Stacks of Wax
to identify today?
Well, yes, we do.
Yeah.
By the way, a little shout out to, hey, are the Diamond Heels?
Oh yeah.
And Fuego?
I'm telling you, man, they're on fire.
Whoa! Went over to State a couple of weekends ago. Swept State at their place. Mm-hmm. First time in program history. Another big series. Coming up this weekend.
Well,
they got to go over to Duke.
They got a game tonight, but then that series coming up over the weekend against the Blue Devils.
Exactly. But we're going to the year 1975.
Okay. All right. Should be in our wheelhouses.
Yes. So, for those of you who remember are students of classic rock and roll, name this top 10 hit and the group of which Ron is now about to play.
All right. Here we go. We're going to hear it at the same time. I have no idea what this is. Hand me the record.
Yep.
I got it on the right side.
Flip it.
Here we go,
flip
man.
Flip
it. Yep. Now it's on the turntable and I'm dropping it down.
Drop it.
Here we go.
Baseline.
I like that song by War. Yeah, that's a good tune.
The Latin funk rock band from Long Beach, California wrote this tune all the way to number 7 where it peaked on the Billboard charts. Low Rider, one of the guys in the group, very, very into the Latino culture in L.A., and remembered all the vehicles riding low.
Yeah, and bouncing high when they run over a bump. Like, don't
all
do well with speed bumps.
Friends know the low rider.
Yeah. I like, you know, War first got famous when Eric Burden was
spill the wine.
Take that, girl. Nah, 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 nah. Spill the wine.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Eric kind of made them famous, but then they've done a lot of good stuff without Eric, too.
Why can't we be friends?
That's right. I love that song. Hey, thanks for the memory.
You're welcome.